AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. In the aftermath of the terrorist attacks in Paris, President Obama is seeking to reassure Americans as they head into the long holiday season.
The president says anxiety is understandable.
Watching the events in Paris made the threat feel closer to home.
But he tells reporters right now there's no specific credible threat to the homeland. So he says Americans should not be afraid to head for holiday events with friends and family. Still, he says it's worth being vigilant.
If you see something suspicious, say something. That's always helpful.
Obama says terrorism is a troubling reality of the age, but one that America's post-9/11 homeland security apparatus is equipped to prevent. Mark Smith at the White House.
After pardoning Honest and Abe, two Thanksgiving turkeys, the president helped serve a holiday meal tonight to homeless veterans at Friendship Place in the basement of St. Luke's Church in Washington.
How are you, sir? Thanks so much. God bless you. How you been?
The balloons that will float down the streets of Manhattan tomorrow are being inflated tonight.
Turn it on!
Yeah.
A new Ronald McDonald, Ice Ages, Scrat, Dino from Sinclair, and Angry Birds Red are the four newest giant balloons, joining 13 others in the parade. 9-year-old Isabel Michael is grateful to be out watching them get blown up.
I think it's very fun, and I'm glad I'm here with my family.
Amy Kuhl is the executive producer of the parade.
It's a parade of huge balloons, great floats, and incredible talent that you're going to see performing on the parade route.
And Kuhl says about 8,000 people will make it all happen. Julie Walker, New York.
Stocks close mostly higher in light trading ahead of Thanksgiving. U.S. markets will be closed tomorrow for the holiday. They'll reopen on an abbreviated schedule Friday. This is AP Radio News. Demonstrators are again protesting the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer in Chicago.
No racists! No justice!
Protesters say they will try to shut down Michigan Avenue, Chicago's famous shopping district, on Black Friday. At funeral services today for a Minneapolis man killed by police, speakers vowed to continue seeking justice even if the victim's family wants protesters to end an encampment out of safety concerns.
The last thing we want Jamar Clark's family to think is that we are not respecting of their wishes on them wanting us to disperse what we've been doing.
A jury has convicted a South Florida man of second-degree murder after he killed his wife and posted a photo of her corpse on Facebook. The verdict came at the end of a long trial. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.